From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Don P. Brown, features copy editor. How are you doing, Don?
Great, Penny. Hi, Penny. Hi, everyone.
Well, we're healthy, and we're here.
We're not.
And we're happy.
We're not flu victims yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, we were invited by BBC America to take a sneak peek at the new season of Prime Evil. The show's third season premieres at 8 p.m. Saturday, May 16, and viewers can look forward to new cast members, bigger and badder monsters, stunning special effects, and a rare location shoot in London's British Museum, which is featured in the premiere episode.
You're right, and that's the show we were invited to watch, so that was kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give us some background, Penny, on the show?
Well, okay. Primeval follows Professor Nick Cutter and his team as they investigate anomalies in time. Anomalies in time. An unfortunate side effect of the anomalies is that dinosaurs are moving through them and into the present time, making the team's investigations that much more stressful.
These are like kind of like time portals, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And you hadn't seen Primeval before,
this
had
was
you?
The first time I have seen the show, even though this is the third season.
Mm-hmm.
But it does air on BBC America, which is available as a digital channel.
It's here a locally. Premium digital channel, yes, BBC America mm-hmm. is.
And so that explains why I haven't seen it before.
Well, were you lost? You know, jumping into it season three? Or
I felt, after watching this show, and it's an hour long, I felt that it was, I was a little bit lost, although I don't know that you really have to have seen everything
yeah,
to enjoy
I agree.
It.
I agree.
It's kind of a science fiction action adventure show.
Mm-hmm.
While there is some depth to the story, I suppose, a lot of it just has to do with the action that's going on at the moment,
mm-hmm.
I thought.
Yeah, I agree. And, well, you know, you really didn't, well, I'm not going to say you didn't miss much, because obviously you missed some good shows, but season one was only 6 episodes,
okay.
And season two was 7, and 10 episodes had been planned for season 3, and if you missed any of those early episodes, try watching Primeval on Sci-Fi Channel. They picked it up in April. They're airing season one episodes at 9 p.m. Fridays.
Okay.
So you can
so
catch
if
up.
So if we want to catch up, then we can start looking at the Sci-Fi Channel, which is airing reruns.
Yeah. Yep. But it's always fun just to tune in and see what the creature is for
That's
the
right.
for the episode.
Well, I'll tell you that I think this show, from what I saw, it kind of evolved from the documentaries that were made in Britain a while back, several years back.
Are you talking about the Walking with Dinosaurs?
Walking with Dinosaurs. And I did see those and really enjoyed those.
Mm-hmm.
I thought they looked amazing. And what the creators of that have done is taken that concept
mm-hmm.
and moved it into a weekly science fiction action series.
And this is not low budget. This is high budget, you know, high dollar. Well, yeah. The effects
well,
certainly look
the
high,
effects are wonderful.
High quality.
Yeah, and for a TV show budget, I mean,
mm-hmm.
The effects look great. These creatures that manage to escape from these anomalies or time portals, the creatures look actually lifelike,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they interact with the people in the scenes, and it doesn't look like it's animated or anything. It really looks real.
Yeah, it does. And in the season 3 premiere, the featured creature is a Pristachampus
mm-hmm.
that resembles a giant crocodile.
That's right. Well, it's a crocodile with long legs, I think.
Yeah, they said it's the Egyptian crocodile demon,
okay.
I guess is what they how they described it.
Right.
And this is really interesting. I've learned that one of the new monsters this season was designed by a fan of the show.
Mm. Okay, they must have had a contest or something.
Must have.
I don't know.
I missed it. But, I mean, that's awesome.
Yeah, they would include a fan-generated monster in the show.
Mm-hmm.
Each week has different monsters
mm-hmm.
that come out and you know, torment the citizenry, and everyone screams, and And then they fight this thing and try to round it up, I guess, and get it back into the time portal where it came from.
Yeah, and well, I guess they needed some help because they're adding two new cast members this season. Those two cast members are, let's see, Jason Fleming, I think that's how you pronounce his name. He played Brad Pitt's dad in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, the feature film. He's being added to the cast, as is Layla Roaz, who she played Amber on Footballer Wives, which was another British series. Maybe you're familiar with her. Maybe not.
Okay. And so, there is, I did pick up a few instances of that dry British humor in the show. And so if that's your cup of tea, you'll probably enjoy it even that much more.
So Don, from 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate the season 3 premiere of Primeval?
I would rate it a strong 6 or a weak 7.
Okay.
I think. It was fun. There were times when I thought it dragged a little bit. I'd like to see more of the monsters and more special effects. But they have to fill the hour. So.
Yeah. Well, I give it a 9.
Oh, my.
Because I think the stories are entertaining. The British accents aren't too hard to understand. And the effects are really incredible.
That's right.
So remember to tune in to the Season 3 premiere of Primeval at 8 p.m. Saturday, May 16th on BBC America. And check back with TV Preview next week for another discussion of an upcoming program. Thanks to Jacqueline Ferris, the Opubco Studios, and News OK, the TV Preview podcast is available any day, anytime, at your convenience.